So as we come into this time of Lent, into this time of being away from things, giving stuff up, being free from all of the things that can often just get in the way of our faith and our relationship with God. You know, having some space, having some time, all of the different disciplines that we're invited into during this time is all about that. It's all about just this sense of being captured and captivated by the Lord. We pray because the Lord of life loves us into existence. The Lord of life wants us to experience this freedom, this grace. He loves us so much that He simply wants to spend time with us. He wants to be part of our lives. And so He's inviting us to spend more time in prayer during these days. He's inviting us to fast because that is about this experience of being cleansed, of making space. You know, when we fast, as we're told about Jesus, that after the 40 days, He was hungry. So we hunger for God. We hunger for life. We hunger for vitality. We hunger for all of the things that make sense of our lives and call us into a deeper experience. We give alms because in so doing, we find again the capacity to focus on what is crucial, what is important within our lives. That's not all the stuff that we have that matters. We're invited to go deeper. And so Jesus goes into the wilderness, a place that no one owns, a place that's free from all of those claims that so many situations and things, you know, kind of put us within. And particularly in the Judean desert, you know, it's absolutely barren, just completely desolate. It's not a place of great inspiration. I mean, the landscapes are stunning. They're really quite beautiful. But it's this invitation about what matters. Where do we find our life and our freedom? And it's an invitation into generosity, as we hear in our first reading today. As Moses leads the people to the precipice, he's on the eastern shore of the River Jordan. On the western shore lies the Promised Land, the land that he'd been leading the people, telling them that this is where we're going back to, the land that Abraham and his descendants had first settled many generations before, but they'd been in exile. They'd been down as slaves in Egypt. The Lord, with mighty hand and outstretched arm, who are told, set them free from all of that. But now they need to make a choice. Now they need to make that decision. Will you come with generosity? When you first settle into the land of abundance, when you begin to plant crops and when you receive the first fruits of that, will your first act be an act of worship? Will you surrender the very best of those, the first fruits of that crop? Will you give that to the Lord? Will you be able to be people that share of that abundance that you've received, not because you've done anything yourselves, but simply because of God's goodness? Paul reminds us of something very similar in our reading from Romans today, telling us that it's not about the things that we do. It's not about the choices necessarily that we make of living a good life that will save us. It's simply the criteria that is set is, will you call on the name of the Lord? Will you trust in Jesus? Will you allow His word to actually be the sustenance of your life? Because He says, all that is required is to take the name of Jesus upon your lips. If you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, then you're saved. That's the beginning of this journey. It's not the end. It's not the final chapter that is written. That's about our slow sanctification. That's about our slow change of all of those bad habits that we pick up that we need to be cleansed from. We're allowing God to do His work within all of those things where, you know, we've got this bitterness and we've got this small-mindedness, and we're all of those things that Jesus was tempted by in the gospel. all of those desires for power and wealth and significance and prestige and all of those things, none of that matters. None of those things are significant. We're invited into a place of life and freedom. So we're invited today, as we begin this new season of Lent, to really let the Lord do this work within us, to cry out to us so that we will indeed cry out to God, that we will allow God to save us as the first sign of that transformation, as the first fruits of that desire to serve and live for God. Again, it's not the end. The Lenten journey is inviting us more deeply into this space so that by the end of Lent, our hearts can be changed. We can be more closely molded on the Word of God. Our hearts can be more carefully aligned with the Spirit of God. We can desire to serve the Lord more fruitfully and more faithfully. So let's indeed embrace this time, this wonderful time of Lent, as an opportunity to grow in the grace and goodness of our God and continue to share our hearts and our lives with the Lord.